Back to our top story now. This afternoon, President Trump announced his decision to pull the U.S. out of the Paris climate deal. Trump said the agreement and its mandate to reduce emissions would cost millions of American jobs and slow down economic production. He also said he wants to negotiate a better climate deal if possible. That's the view from the White House today, but all of this looks a lot different from the ground level in places already under threat from climate change. Melting ice and rising sea levels have a big effect on Pacific island nations like the Marshall Islands, which share a long and troubling history with the U.S. Reporter Ibi Caputo recently visited Springdale, Arkansas, home to the largest Marshallese community in the U.S.
Chris Ballos remembers learning about climate change when he was in high school. He was living in Sacramento, California, and at the time, climate change felt like somebody else's problem. But then Chris started to see the problem in Facebook posts from his family and friends back home.
Pictures of homes being flooded, or last time I heard, it got so bad that even the hospital was flooded.
Chris was born in the Marshall Islands, which are low-lying coral islands in the Pacific. His homeland is vulnerable, and not just because of sea level rise. The U.S. tested dozens of nuclear bombs there. Some areas are still uninhabitable.
In Bikini Lagoon, radiological reconnaissance boats directed from low-flying aircraft will be used as safety patrol vessels. Immediately after the blast, these drone boats will capture samples of water and air, determining the concentration of deadly radioactive particles is of the utmost importance, since invisible gamma and beta rays kill without warning.
In the 1980s, a treaty gave Marshallese immigrants the right to live and work in the U.S. without a visa. Chris came as a toddler for medical treatments. He had scoliosis. Eventually, he moved to Springdale to find work. Today, when he sees photographs of sea level rise, he feels personally affected.
These are not people 3,000 miles away. These are my family. How the hell do I just sit here and do nothing? You know, send donations? I want to do more than that.
This urge to do more inspired Chris to read up on climate change. He started sharing the Marshallese story at conferences. He's even visited Washington, D.C. to lobby Congress. And while Chris became more political, climate change became even more personal, starting with when Chris's grandma came to Arkansas. 5 years ago, Buki Matauto was living in the Marshallese capital of Majuro. She loved to garden.
Yeah, she's well known for having some of the most unique flowers on the island. So, you know, you would have, you know, people stopping by the house and looking at her garden, and sometimes she would give them some seeds.
They would
also post it on, like, the radio stations.
On the radio, they'd say, "Be sure to check out Buki's new flowers." But Buki had diabetes, and she needed medical care she couldn't get on the islands. She also wanted to be closer to her daughter and grandchildren, so she moved to Springdale. Chris calls his grandma Boo Boo. She's 71, and when I visit for an interview, a tear runs down her cheek. Chris wipes it away with his finger.
You know, I'm kind of emotional.
Tell me why.
I don't know. When I'm happy, tears come out. When I'm sad, tears come out. Poor thing.
Also when she's nervous.
One day, Chris asked his boo-boo if she'd ever heard of climate change and sea level rise. She didn't know much about the details, but she knew what it was. She said she had seen its effects every time she tried to visit her parents' graves in Majuro.
Every time we walk, we see them. Right next to the road, people walk. Back and forth, and we look every time we look.
The white cement crosses had the names of her parents inscribed on them, along with the days they were born and died, just like tombstones here. But there's one main difference.
The tombs are not there anymore. The big wave comes.
King tides. Yeah, like she said, their graves are gone, and there's no way of her seeing the graves anymore.
King tides are higher than usual waves that happen a few times a year. Because of rising sea level, the king tides are getting bigger. According to the Environmental Protection Agency, king tides provide a glimpse of future everyday water levels. I ask Buki how she feels about what happened to her parents' graves, or tombs as she calls them.
Well, I feel sad, but what can I do? When we walk around, we see different tombs because the old one, they're not there.
So you look at other people's tombs?
Mm-hmm.
But even though her parents' graves were washed away, Buki still wants to be buried in Majuro. Chris feels torn about this. He thinks a lot about the next generation and says he'll feel terrible if his nieces and nephews are unable to visit his boo-boo's grave. But he understands where she's coming from.
You know, it's her place. It's her home. She knows that she has no place here, same as I, like, you know, to be buried over here. But
that's where I belong.
There you go.
No place like home. I'd rather go back to Madre.
Why?
I like it better. I like the weather and the people. Nothing to worry about.
And it doesn't bother you that the king tide might come and wash away your grave?
It does. But what can I do? I don't know. I just want to bury over there, even though the wave come and take my tomb away.
So if it comes, it comes. So that's the reality of, you know, most of the people still there. But that's pretty much like, you know, that the whole Marshallese mindset at the moment.
If it comes, it comes. Chris and Buki expect higher king tides will come, which means some Marshallese people could be displaced permanently. The Marshallese will have the option to migrate to the U.S., but it's not an option they necessarily want to take.
What do you think is going to happen to Majo? Like in the future, right now? Future or even...
Well, you might sink if the wave comes and take it away. There will be no Marshall Island because of the climate change.
Buki says she prays about it because it's in God's hands. Chris thinks prayer helps, but it's not enough.
I believe in the Bible also teaches us, you know, if we have the hands to work, we work.
He says that's why he shares the Marshallese story. For the World, Ibi Caputo, Springdale, Arkansas.
And that's our show today. We'll be back tomorrow with global reaction to President Trump's announcement this afternoon that he's pulling the U.S. out of the Paris climate deal. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH here in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Thanks for listening.